the rest of the story. Here she is, Miss America. The tradition goes back to 1919, you know, and that first ever Miss America contest was held in New York, and 2 years later the pageant was officially established in Atlantic City, New Jersey, to attract an extra week's business after Labor Day when many summer resort seasons are over. The contest was off and on for a while, ended in 1928, revived in 1933. But during the pageant's early era, there were many objections, and most of those from women's organizations. In the years since its shaky beginnings, through generations of undulating applause and criticism, the Miss America Beauty Pageant sustained and evolved and survived, and to participate in it is still, for innumerable would-be Cinderellas, the ultimate fairy tale come true. Well, now we're going back to the first ever Miss America contest, 1919, to the one would-be Cinderella in particular, Edith Hyde. You may never have heard of Edith Hyde, but what happened on that winter evening 72 years ago is the rest of the story. It was February 1, 1919. The Hotel des Artistes, Central Park West, New York City. The first ever Miss America contest. The hotel ballroom was filled to capacity. Contestants including three Ziegfeld girls and a host of stunning young ladies. The judges comprised a group of the most distinguished artists in the country. Now, I want you to focus your attention on one of the contestants, Edith Hyde. Brunette, medium height, features sensitive, eyes large and soulful. Inside, she is torn in two. One half of her is exhilarated, thrilled with the dream of becoming the very first Miss America. The other half is tormented by the fear that the dream will come true. For if she is chosen, the world will learn her secret, a secret she would prefer to keep secret. The finals lasted into the wee hours. The judges deliberated until dawn. And when the news broke in the ballroom that a decision had been reached, the contestants held their breath. The coveted symbolic golden apple was brought forward, and it was presented to Edith Hyde. A shout went up from the audience and then cheers. Then applause continued as a dewy-eyed Edith gazed down at her golden prize. She was indeed a Cinderella, more so than anyone might have imagined. They were still applauding when Edith turned to her presenter and protested that there'd been many girls in the contest far lovelier than she. The presenter smiled, but Edith was serious. Would it be all right if she allowed her title to pass to the runner-up? The judges, now gathering around, tried to reassure her. She was just nervous, they explained. She should now be thinking of the wonderful opportunities, the doors which were opening, the world which would be unfolding before her. But Edith could neither be calmed nor consoled, and at once, in a burst of tears, still clutching the golden apple, she fled the ballroom and disappeared. It was a day later when everyone learned the true identity of our first Miss America, and the secret she sought at last minute to conceal. For Edith Hyde was the Cinderella of 1919, sure enough. Her carriage was really a pumpkin. Her real life world was in ashes. Edith Hyde, our first Miss America, was Mrs. Edith Robbins, 5 years divorced, a mother of two, and an alcoholic. But if the real world at times seems cruel, fairy tales can come true. For Edith Robbins was allowed to retain her title and to keep the golden apple, and the doors did open, and her broken life was mended, and from the cinders arose a sure enough princess. And now you know the rest of the story.